Good Friday morning, Delaware. Hey, shout out to our friends at Helpline. I just got a really cool email from them yesterday. They're celebrating Mental Health Awareness Month.
Wonderful.
I believe it's kind of one of those mid-months, I think. I could be totally wrong, like May 15th to June 15th.
Yes.
And they are going to be having a coffee at Richwood Bank next Tuesday from 12 to 1. And you can come, you can chat with some folks there. You can get a quick, like, mental health kind of, you know, assessment.
And a little check-in?
Yeah, a little check-in.
I like a little check-in.
Yeah, it's totally free. The coffee's on Richwood. The health check-in, the mental health check-in is on Helpline. So, yeah, go check them out next Tuesday over your lunch break.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it was a nice little email that came in from our friend Tamika yesterday.
Oh, she's a sweetheart, too.
I know. It was so nice. So, good morning, Molly.
Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning, Mark.
Well, hello there, guys.
Hi. And we have our guest on the phone with us today. Brandy, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
I hear you just
fine. Good morning, Brandy.
Good morning. This is Brandy with the prosecutor, Melissa Schiffel, and she's joining us by phone this morning. And we're going to talk about Schiffel's safety scholars in the second half of the show.
I am so excited about this one.
Molly was practicing. Okay, it's Schiffel's scholars.
I have trouble with things that alliterate. I love it, though.
Brandy, this is our fourth year. I can't believe it.
I know, in the third year that I've been helping with it, so I actually kind of feel like I know what's going on now, so we're good.
Exactly. Well, we'll quiz you on the second half of the program, and we'll see how much you know. Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
Well, we are going to get right into it this morning. We've got some good books to talk about. Reading club is going to kick off in a week.
Yes.
I'm just 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
I'm so excited. So, yeah, Molly, why don't you lead us off?
I am going to try.
Okay,
so I actually gave this 5 stars, but I've been spending like the last 2 days trying to figure out how I was going to describe this to all of you.
That's a lot of input.
It is a lot of input. This is a book called The Librarianist by Patrick DeWitt. And if you don't know, yes, I am obsessed with my own profession. If I see a librarian or a library in a book, I want to read that book. This one, though, is a very interesting librarian. This has got a little bit of comedy, but it's very dark humor. The reading was pretty good with it. The author on this, by the way, I said Patrick DeWitt. Never mind. I am waking up.
you read it or you listened?
I listened.
Okay.
And but I think this, honestly, for some people, if you take notes when you're reading, there are lots of characters in this, and he kind of goes back and forth in his life.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're a note taker, you might want to read and listen and have that text in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a story of, like, the best name for a librarian. He is Bob Comet.
Comet?
Comet.
Nice.
And Bob Comet is a man who he refers to himself as a librarianist. So it's the idea that he embodies what a library is. His life is about that organization and all this. And as you start to meet Bob, it's a story of him after he's retired. And he's kind of lost. He's got a routine. He lives in his house. He reads his books. He drinks his coffee. He goes for these walks. Well, one day his routine gets a little shuffled when he's out walking and he finds this woman who is older and just confused and lost, and he guides her back to the senior center. He gets there and he's like, well, maybe I'll just volunteer here. And the leader is like, I don't think you really want to do that. People think they want to volunteer here. You don't want to volunteer here. And he's like, I really do. And she's like, so what are you going to do? And he's like, I'll read to them. Well, of course, the first 2 times that he reads to them, nobody cares. They make comments. They stand up and leave. He totally fails. But then he just comes to hang out with them. And that's when the story starts getting interesting, because we start hearing about Bob's history. And for this very square, we think, you know, beige is the best way I can describe him, librarian. We start to find out his story is way more complicated.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, he was married. And he was married to a very interesting person who I can't spoil that part for you. And his best friend was a very interesting type person, which I can't tell you much more because I'll spoil that part for you.
A lot of teasers here.
And there is also this secret part of his past when he was a child. This exceptional thing that they don't tell you much detail about till you're, you know, Patrick, you drew me out.
Uh-huh.
Till you're almost to the end of the book, that kind of pulls his character all around and makes him like rock star in my head versus beige. And this is just the story of the unpacking of who he is how his life has turned out and our perceptions of people when we see them.
Nice.
So I think I've described The Librarianist. I loved it, but it's one of those books that you just read and you're like, why do I love this?
Yeah, it sounds like a journey you didn't expect to go on.
It was. I am very big on not learning about books before I read them. I do judge books or books by their covers, by their titles, by whatever draws me in.
Natural.
They put a old-fashioned library card on the front of the book.
Oh, and it had you.
I was in. Yeah. I was in. So that's The Librarianist by Patrick DeWitt. Read it. Don't read it. You know, like, whatever. Whatever suits you, but if you liked it, go get it.
The most modest review you've ever given.
I don't know what to say.
That's a fun one. Brandy, do you have anything that you want to share with what you've been reading? I imagine that your days are filled with reading books. No, I am not sure what you're up to these days.
I actually haven't had a lot of time to read lately, but I am planning on going on vacation soon. So
that's nice.
I have loaded up my Kindle with a couple beach reads, and then
excellent.
I keep returning back to this series called Emma Griffin FBI Mystery Series by AJ Rivers. She's an FBI agent whose parents were like in the CIA in a secret organization that helped assist victims of human trafficking. So she got her love for justice from her parents, and like, so yeah, so I'm kind of addicted to that series, and it's kind of like an old friend. I can always go back to it because there's like 27 books in the series or something like that. So I definitely have the next couple of those downloaded as well.
That is so appropriate for your line of work. And I'm kind of shocked that, you know, in what you do at the prosecutor's office every week and every day, that you would be like, yeah. And also in my meantime, I'm going to read mystery fiction, you know, about that as well. Do you don't find it overwhelming?
I love mystery. But it can't be too detailed.
Okay.
It has to be a little bit vague.
Right. You're like, I get the nitty-gritty every day. I just need the superficial. That's great.
Yes.
And so you found that in AJ Rivers' Emma Griffin FBI series.
Yeah.
Nice.
I love knowing that things are just going to work out, too, by the end of the book.
Yeah.
That's
exactly.
That feels good.
Right. In life, resolutions aren't always as neat and clean and bow tied.
No.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I had a fun little experience this week. I got to take a day off of work and go be a chaperone for a kindergarten field trip.
Whoa.
Okay, I need to hear more about this. Is this like herding cats or kindergartners slightly better than cats?
Oh, no. I made the analogy. Of course, I'm in a phase of my life where I'm watching a lot of children's movies on Netflix. Within the past year, there was a movie that was released called Leo. It was written by Adam Sandler and his group of buddies, and it's about an aging iguana, a classroom iguana, and he realizes that he hears something, you know, oh, iguanas live about 70 years, and he kind of like does a flashback, and he's like, oh my gosh, I'm almost at 70 years. What am I going to do? Anyway, in this whole movie, it's animated. All of the kids in the elementary school, first grade through fifth grade, are animated typically. Mm-hmm. The kindergartners are animated as these like feral beasts that like kind of just like come in as a tornado and like na 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 like gnaw things down, and their eyes are like on top of
little
their head.
Tasmanian devils.
Yeah. and then they like run away, you know. Somebody else gave it the analogy of like Toy Story, where there's Toy Story 3, where there's the bitty classroom that's insane, and then the older classroom that's a little bit more calm, and everyone's like, I want to be in the butterfly room. Yeah, so that's what the kindergarten, it's accurate. It's all accurate.
It's all accurate.
Yeah, so we did the field trip to Franklin Park Conservatory.
Oh, I love that place.
That's where the tie-in is because we have the culture passes at the library for Franklin Park Conservatory. And I have not been, I didn't realize this, in like 8 years. And
since then,
they've constructed this whole entire children's garden, which did not exist the last time I was there 8 years ago. And it is amazing.
Indoor or outdoor?
It's outdoor.
Wonderful.
So when you go to Franklin Park Conservatory, you walk in, you have access to, I'm not sure what all was included in the field trip, but you You have access to the butterfly gardens. You have access to the kind of desert biome, the rainforest biome, mm-hmm. all these different areas. But then once you've kind of completed your journey through the inside, you can go outside. And this whole children's garden area has like a canopy walk. It has
yes.
some cool ropes, kind of safe ropes courses that they can play on. There's a sandbox. There's a fairy garden. There's a bog kind of walk area. It's just so cool. Terrifying to be in charge of four kindergartners who, what you keep saying, we want to use our walking feet, please. You know?
That never works.
No, it didn't work. Hey, do you remember when our friend told us that the number one rule is to use our walking? Oh, we don't remember that? Okay. Mm. Yeah. So I really enjoyed the trip, and it just reinforced that we have this wonderful partnership with the Franklin Park Conservatory, with our culture passes. Mm-hmm. And so if you've never heard of them before, they're very easy to check out from the Delaware County District Library. You walk into one of the branches. You can call before you come and yeah. see if they're available. These passes are limited, unlike our Columbus Museum of Art and our Central Ohio Symphony passes. So if you we only have a certain number of them that we have checked mm-hmm. out at one time. So if you call, you can say, are there any passes available? And then once you hear yes or no, then you can come into the branch and you can check them out. And then within a 30-day period, I think with our Franklin Park passes, you get at least one or two visits.
Yeah, I think so too.
That
yeah.
are completely covered. Two adults up to, I think, like six kids. Your parking's covered, and you mm-hmm. get a percentage off within their gift shop and their cafe.
Which is a cool gift shop. Mm-hmm. I always love that gift shop.
Yeah, so that's kind of my little plug this week based on my journey, my adventure with the kindies to go and explore the Franklin Park Conservatory. I got some great pictures. There were, oh my gosh, I learned probably more than the kids did because I love talking to docents. And
yes.
we were talking about the butterflies, and there is a particular breed of butterfly that they get in. All of the butterflies that they get about 800, she said, chrysalises every week. And they
wow.
go ahead and they let them come to fruition. They let them hatch. And then they put them in their little rainforest biome where the butterflies live. But they said there's this one particular kind. It's blue. It's very, very large. I didn't get the name of it. It has markings on it that look like eyeballs. And it is what you would call an aggressive, I'm using air quotes.
Is it the bully of the butterflies?
It's an aggressive butterfly. It actually has a defense mechanism that it flies straight at predators to try and intimidate them. And especially with that wing pattern that has the eye markings
yeah.
on it, it looks scary. And they were like, so those ones might fly like right at you because it might think that you're a predator. And they were the blue ones you saw everywhere. And they would like dive at you. I was like, goodness, you calm down. I love you. I don't want to hurt you. Yeah. So I learned so much. It was so much fun. So I'm going to take us to a break. That is the Franklin Park Conservatory Culture Pass. So definitely check it out. And on the other half, we'll be back with Brandi Orsini from Melissa Schiffel's Prosecutor's Office. And we'll be talking about Schiffel's Safety Scholars. So stay tuned.
Helpline now provides 211 service to Delaware, Union, Morrow, Logan, Shelby, and Miami counties. 211 is convenient, simple to use, and accessible 24/7, 365. The service is free, confidential, and available in more than 180 languages. 211 is here to help everyone get connected to available resources for finding food, paying bills, and connecting to other essential services. In a crisis, in a disaster, in a pandemic, call 211 or text Helpline to 898-211.
Looking for a place to hold your graduation party? Look no further. Dragon Lanes has the perfect space available to host it. Full bar and food service, friendly family atmosphere, and lots of ample parking spots. Bookings are also available for fundraising events, birthdays, and family reunions. For more information, call Dragon Lanes at 937-644-2695 today or visit our Facebook page. Dragon Lanes is the home of the Union County High School Bowling and Special Olympics Bowling Teams.
Did you know that almost 1 in 5 Americans live with a mental health condition? And many are ashamed to talk about it or seek help. Safe Harbor Peer Support Services, a Delaware-based nonprofit, welcomes adults who are experiencing a mental health concern to visit one of their two centers in Delaware and Morrow counties. With peers who truly listen and understand, you'll feel less alone and can begin taking steps towards better mental health. There's no shame in asking for help. Visit shpss.org or call 740-363-1619 for center locations and hours.
Low Fiber Business is now in Ohio, and your business is our priority. Glo Fiber delivers reliably fast, custom, and prepackaged internet plans to meet the growing needs of your business. And our dependable 24/7 personal support means your business stays connected. Glo Fiber is here, and we mean business. Find out more at 833-WANT-GLOW or visit glofiberbusiness.com today. Glo Fiber Business is not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Did you and your family lose Ohio Medicaid and need health coverage? Check this out. You may be eligible to enroll in a low-cost health plan at healthcare.gov. With the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov offers quality plans that cover doctor visits, prescriptions, emergency care, and more. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit your local Lakeview Hardware in Lakeview or online at ohiolawnmower.com.
Does your driveway need help? Then call Asphalt Help. With over 30 years of experience resurfacing driveways, roads, and parking lots. Family owned with a reputation for delivering high quality at an affordable price. Whether it's residential or commercial, you can trust Asphalt Help to handle all your seal coating needs. With the number one rubberized non-skid tough coating products. With precision and efficiency, Asphalt Help is a leader in seal coating, resurfacing, and road repair. Check us out at AsphaltHelpOH.com or call 614-547-9900 for a free estimate. Asphalt Help. Paving the way.
Helpline now provides 211 service to Delaware, Union, Morrow, Logan, Shelby, and Miami counties. 211 is convenient, simple to use, and accessible 24/7, 365. The service is free, confidential, and available in more than 180 languages. 211 is here to help everyone get connected to available resources for finding food, paying bills, and connecting to other essential services. In a crisis, in a disaster, in a pandemic, call 211 or text Helpline to 898-211.
From the My96.7 Forecast Center, we'll wrap up the week with showers. We could have a thunderstorm today. It'll be cloudy with a high of 74. Overnight, we'll have more rain. We could have a thunderstorm. It'll be mostly cloudy with a low of 60. Saturday, we'll kick off the weekend with a chance for more rain. Thunderstorms are possible in the afternoon. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds on a high of 77. I'm Rod Tanner on the new My96.7, 70s, 80s, and more.
63 degrees now all across the area. Back to Molly and Nicole with Off the Shelf on My96.7.
Oh, well, thank you, Mark, for that jovial introduction.
Jovial. I always love coming back.
Right.
You are a jovial personality. Indeed. We have on the line with us today Miss Brandy Orsini from the prosecutor's office. Good morning, Brandy.
Good morning, guys.
We're so happy to have you on with us today. We are talking about something that is a program we do in conjunction with our Summer Reading Club, which kicks off on May 28th this year.
2 weeks away.
Yes, we're so close. And it is called Schiffel's Safety Scholars. So can you tell us a little bit about what Schiffel's Safety Scholars is?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're so excited to be partnering with you guys again for the fourth year. It's crazy.
It is.
So for those who don't know, Schiffel's Safety Scholars is like kind of a summer reading program that is funded by money seized from the prosecution of drug offenses in our county.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is we kind of partner with every library that's in Delaware County. With you guys, we partner with giving... I think if you guys call it the halfway gift, like you donate something for the halfway gift when they're through reading half of their summer reading. And then like with some of the smaller libraries, like Warren Snaffin, we also work with Unity Community Center. We actually donate some books that are safety themed, drug and alcohol prevention themed to the students there so that they can read them with their parents. So, and then the most fun part is we do these summer contests. So, you be the author and you be the artist. You be the author is for elementary age students, and it's a book writing contest. You be the artist is a billboard design contest for middle or high schoolers. And both of them, just have to have the theme of, you know, why drugs, alcohol, marijuana, vaping are bad for kids.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are the winner of the You Be the Author contest, you'll have a book signing at Beanbag Books. We'll publish your book, and you get to hand them out and have your family come, friends, whatever. If you're the winner of the billboard design contest, we actually put your billboard design on a billboard in Delaware County. And this year it's going to be on 3637 westbound coming in toward the city during the month of September.
Wow. These are amazing prizes.
I know. So fun, right?
Like once in a lifetime opportunities there. Your own book signing?
Yeah, that's really cool.
Your own billboard?
Oh, it's so much fun too, yeah.
And is the age limit around 47 for either of these?
I heard her say elementary, middle, and high school.
I can go back.
That is really, really neat. This program has had an evolution really over the couple years that we've been doing it together. I think the You Be the Author and You Be the Artist, those have kind of grown as well. It's, you know, okay, make a book, we can publish the book, we can get it into a nice format, add it to the library collection, but now we've got an author signing. How cool is that? And for a high school or middle school student to see their art on a billboard for an entire month, I mean, I would be, it's probably illegal, but I would be finding a way to pull off on the side of the road and, you know, snap my picture with the billboard. Like, this is me.
I would be lying if I said that our office didn't do just that. So.
I'm sure you found a safe, legal way to go about doing that.
Yes, absolutely. We did not trespass or anything like that.
No, exactly. The other, yeah, the cool thing that is also part of this program you mentioned is that when kids read, when they participate in the Summer Reading Club at the library, they kids ages really zero through age 12, have a reading goal. They want to read 12 hours, and we have a halfway prize at 6 hours to kind of give them incentive. Hey, you've done a lot of work so far.
Yes.
Here's a reward for that. Keep going. You're almost there. And you're going to have a sticker that is part of our 6-hour prize. Can you tell us the drum roll, please, about what the sticker is for this
sure
year?
Can. Okay, so our contribution this year is going to be a water bottle sticker in the shape of a dinosaur chicken nugget that says, no drugs, more dino nugs.
Love it.
And that slogan actually happened to be the winning slogan from our contest that we had at the fair last year where we had kids, you know, hey, name our slogan for next year and you could win a Kindle.
Wow.
I would love to give credit to the student who came up with this slogan. But they only wrote the slogan. They didn't write their name or their contact information.
Oh,
on their
no,
mission.
No. It needs to be a countywide search. If you
yes.
are the student who came up with the No Drugs, More Dino Nugs theme,
right.
call in now.
You need to.
Oh,
yes.
My gosh. That's amazing.
I even have, like, their prize at the office. I'm like, if they ever call in to check on this, I'm going to be like, I know who you are.
Really, it's another mystery. We
can solve this, Nancy Drew ourselves.
The mystery of the Summer Reading Club's Schiffel Safety Scholars theme. Okay,
Dino Nug theme.
Dino Nug.
I just want to say Dino Nug as many times as I possibly can.
I'm not going to lie that the office is so excited about this, and the nugget stickers keep disappearing from my office.
And water bottle stickers are on trend. I mean, yeah, my daughters both, we were like, I need a blank water bottle so that I can put stickers on it. I was like,
yes.
Noted. Okay.
Yep. Oh, goodness.
That's so much fun. Well, it is. What? Okay, so we've talked about the You Be the Author, You Be the Artist contest. We've talked about the 6-hour prize. We also get a couple fun visits from Prosecutor Melissa Schiffel this summer, and she's going to be at two of our branches doing story times this summer. You can find that on our online calendar, and she's going to be bringing maybe an animal therapy friend with her during those visits.
Not maybe, definitely. I solidified those last week, so
nice.
We are good to go.
Do we know who?
So I can't remember the exact dates, but these ones now are coming to us from Genoa Township, Maverick and Rocky. They're both therapy dogs in the Genoa Township Police Department.
Oh, nice.
We abused Coco the last 2 years, who is our EMS. You know, 911 therapy dog. So
yeah.
We thought maybe she needed a little break from from
all the fingers touching her, you know.
Good.
So, but luckily we have tons of volunteers in the county who just love to bring their dogs out and help us out. So,
that's
wonderful. So, Janelle Township is going to be helping us out with that.
So, we'll meet Maverick or Rocky, depending on which one you come to this summer. Yeah. And
exactly.
Thanks to Genoa Township for sharing their therapy doggos.
Yes, I know.
I'm still waiting for the therapy horse, but we'll see if it's
little
ever...
tiny therapy ponies.
She's a little harder to get now because her mom did retire from Delaware County.
Oh, okay.
So it takes a little bit more finesse. But I will try to make that happen for you, Nicole.
Just for me.
Just for you.
Mm-hmm. Really appreciate it. Awesome. Well, it has been really great chatting with you this morning, Brandy. We're so thankful for Prosecutor Melissa Schiffel and all that she does to just keep the good in Delaware County. And to, you know, she really knows what's at the heart of it all, that, you know, if kids start with a great foundation, then they're really going to be set up for life. So we appreciate all that she does and all that you do to work with the libraries during our summer reading club.
Oh, well, thanks for including me. I really enjoy talking with you guys.
We always enjoy it.
Always.
We're very much looking forward to summer reading. So
we are too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we will talk to you later, Brandy. And in the meantime, Molly and I, we're going to talk about some things happening at the library.
Yes.
I would be remiss if I did not talk about the two biggest things happening in Delaware County this weekend. Number one, the Friends Book Sale.
The Friends Book Sale.
And number two, it's in conjunction with the Delaware Arts Festival.
Yes, absolutely. And they work so well together. If you've never come to the Delaware Friends Book Sale, it's behind the library. So it's where the staff parking is back there.
Right.
So don't be shy. You're allowed to walk to the back of the library because they've got a garage door open and it is packed with wonderful books.
Oh, yeah. 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 They've been every person who has been kindly cleaning out their closets of books and their bookshelves of books and donating them to the library. They go right into these sales. And then the funds that you pay for your donation for these books comes right back to the library. Speaking of, we haven't had our friends on in a minute. In April, they presented us with a $20,000 check.
Just amazing.
Which will fund the prize books for that 12-hour prize and for our teens completing their summer reading club, as well as 12 different programs.
We love our friends. Yeah. We just love our friends.
So they're really wonderful. And when you support the friends, you support the library.
Absolutely.
So what else do we have coming up, Molly?
You know, one of the things is we still have openings for one of my favorite Maker Studio classes, which is how to laser engrave drinkware.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like
that's
if you're
essential.
A business or you've got a girls trip and you want to bring the most special gift, this is a really good one to attend. We still have 6 seats remaining. Right. Now, don't wait because this one tends to always fill up.
Yeah.
But we still have some spots, so I thought I'd give it a shout-out for anybody who hasn't gotten a chance yet to get into one of these.
That's a great idea.
And that's going to be on the 22nd, which I think...
It's a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And that is from 10:30 to 11:30.
In Delaware. Yeah.
In Delaware.
Of course, we had our teens on with us last week. They were talking about their student study corners that are coming up during this last week of school. So, again, keep hanging out with them. And I'm going to give a special shout out to an event also happening Wednesday night, Wednesday, May 22nd, at 5 o'clock to 6:30 p.m. This is at Polaris Fashion Place.
Oh, I'm so excited for this.
This is part of the Polaris Kid X series.
Yes.
And they've invited us to do a story time. And we said, story time, shmory time. We're going to do our summer reading club kickoff. So, if you are a fan of the show, you know our friend Mr. George Morrison. He is going to come and he's going to bring his guitar. We're going to be rocking and rolling in Center Court Polaris Fashion Place. You walk inside, you won't be able to miss us. Percy's going to have
a wonderful
there. And so don't miss out. Wednesday, 5 to 6:30 p.m. You're going to have so much fun. There also might be an appearance from a classic Blast from the Past mascot from Toys R Us, Mr. Joffrey Giraffe.
Jeffrey's
or Jeffrey.
Back.
I always like to call him Joffrey.
I think
Joffrey.
He's Jeffrey, actually, but he's back.
He's so fancy, yes. I always like Joffrey.
Because I am a Toys R Us kid.
Exactly.
I am perfectly in that generation.
So, you know, come kick off summer with us at Polaris, at the Arts Festival this weekend. And as always, thank you for listening. Thanks for being a co-host, Molly.
Always happy to be here.
Thanks for getting us up and running, Mark.
Amen. You got it.
Until next week, we'll see you in the stacks.